Last week I was talking to Nick Wright from the Museum Service about Mount Sandel, and we did a little bit of an introduction into what's going to come over the next few weeks about the whole history of that area. Nick, let's go back to what we were talking about last time about Mount Sandel, the age of it and so on, wherever you want to start on that.
Okay. So I guess to summarise, Mount Sandel was or is the earliest known settlement anywhere in Ireland. The first settlers, the first people that arrived here, arrived about 7,800 BC, so around about 10,000 years before today.
Right.
We had just talked about where the location of the site was, sort of just effectively adjacent Mount Sandel Wood today, adjacent the motte there, the mound. And we were saying that the people there lived probably in a small group, some sort of family group, maybe 9 to 12 people, somewhere like that, somewhere around that, and that they were semi-nomadic. So they didn't live at Mount Sandel all year round. They lived there probably from the spring into the early autumn, and then they went somewhere else.
Yes.
So we don't know where they're wintering, but they don't appear to be wintering at Mount Sandel.
Yes. And you mentioned the last time that there was a number of sites of where they built their houses. And I suppose that would have been because they've left a house this time, they've gone off somewhere, they've come back and they've replenished it or tidied up or built over it or whatever. So it's that back and forth process that's happening. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Anthropological studies of other semi-nomadic societies around the world have suggested that when huts like the ones that we know were built at Mount Sandel are built, that they just need to be sort of fixed up each season. They don't need to be completely rebuilt. So if we're looking at a number of huts that were built over the top of the same location, we might be talking generations as opposed to just 4 years, it might be four generations worth of, of people living there.
So, and that raises the issue, of course, we are talking about a period of time for those Mesolithic people to be there. So what sort of period or generation or something, I don't know.
It could be a couple of hundred years, it could be thousands of years.
Right.
So the early Mesolithic lasts until 5,500 BC, and then we move into what we call the late Mesolithic. And the late Mesolithic runs all the way down to around about 4,000 BC.
Right.
The stone tools change a little bit, so we can date it by the stone tools, and we can see those changes happening at Mount Sandel. So it's a site that people are coming to for probably thousands of years.
Right.
It's just we only have the huts for a fixed period.
Right. Now, this was pre-farming, so they're, as you say, they're not farming, they're living off the land. You know, if it's springtime, there'll be certain things that they can eat, whereas summertime, there'll be a different menu, similar maybe, but, you know, and moving back and forth across the landscape. So you say that they've been there for part of the year, but do we know what part of the year or when they're there and what they're eating?
Yeah, so we have rubbish pits. We not only have the remains of the huts themselves, and we can talk about that a little bit later, maybe even next week, about what their houses were actually like. But we also have rubbish pits. And within the rubbish pits, we have the remains of the food that they had been eating.
Yes.
So by looking at the remains of the food, we can then tell when they were there. We find a lot of salmon bones, and we know that the salmon run in late spring and early summer.
Right.
So we know they must be there at the point when the salmon are running.
Right.
Okay. We then know that they're still there eating lots of juvenile wild boar, about 6 months old. They wait for the wild boar to mature to that point before killing them. So we find a lot more juvenile boar bones than we find adult boar bones.
Right.
And so if the wild boar are being born in the spring, give them 6 months, and then we're there in the autumn.
Right.
And of course, we find lots of pits filled with hazelnuts. And the hazelnuts are there around August, September.
Right.
So again, in the autumn. So by looking at the food that they were eating, we can sort of pin down when they were there.
Right. Well, we'll explore some more about the movements of these people next time.